said, what about a cottage? Could we get a cottage for a week in August and all go together? Dave called the number in the ad, and a week later, envelope arrived with a schedule and 5 dark photocopied snapshots. Each picture had been folded randomly, so there was a crease bisecting it. Some on the horizontal, some on the vertical. The package had the feel of an elementary school project. Dave said, there's a week free in August. Do you think we should take it? Only peered at the smudgy photos. I can't make these out, she said. Is that a balcony? Maybe we should see it first. Dave was thinking, if we don't go to a cottage, we're going to end up on the road again. He would rather have had a needle in his eye than spend another family vacation in the car. I'm sure it'll be fine, he said. There's a beach and an indoor toilet. There's not a lot available this time of the year. I think we should bail the deposit. Molly pushed one of the photos across the table. I don't think it's a balcony, she said. I think it's a wood pile. See how it slopes? Dave glanced at the picture balcony, he said, sounding as confident as he could. See the railing? It'll be great. What could possibly go wrong? The first thing that went wrong was Stephanie. 2 weeks at camp hadn't, as the brochure promised, instilled a sense of community in their daughter. I don't want to go away to a cottage, she said. What am I going to do at a cottage? She said the word cottage the way some people say dentist. It turned out that the week David reserved for the cottage was the week the Deadly Snakes were playing at the Shanghai Club. I already have tickets, said Stephanie. Sell them, said Dave. On Thursday, they dropped Stephanie's friend Margo to the airport and put her on a plane. She was flying to Paris to meet her mother. Margo is so lucky, said Stephanie. If you got separated, I could go to Paris for August. They packed on Friday night. They drove to the cottage on Saturday. They arrived just before supper, a 6-hour drive. The trip was uneventful until Sam threw up outside of Smith Falls. They drove by the cabin road twice before they found it. This must be it here, said Dave, pointing at 2 narrow ruts disappearing into the forest. There was supposed to be a sign. The grass in the middle of the driveway was over a foot high. They could hear it brushing along the bottom of the car as they bounced along the road. Stephanie said, this is stupid. Sam said, I don't feel so good. There were 2 notes waiting for them on the kitchen table. One was from the woman who had rented them the cottage. The other was from the previous week's tenants. The owner's note said, welcome to Lac du Boo. This is just a note to ask you, please do not clean the shower stall, the bathroom, and the kitchen floors. Pick everything up in the sink before you go to bed, and put the red brick on top of the garbage can in the kitchen. Help yourself to the rhubarb in the garden and the raspberry patch, and read the sign above the toilet. Wishing you a very pleasant holiday.
Thank you.
wooden couches and a rocking chair and a faucet wood stove, scatter rugs on the pine floor, pennants, old photographs, and in the corner a control with a hand crank. The room had the musty, rich smell of butter. Dave smiled, breathed deeply, and stepped into the past. A red squirrel popped up from behind the record player, jumped to the window sill, and stared at him indignantly. "Everyone," said Dave, "come here, look at this." The squirrel chattered at him like an angry typist, then disappeared through a hole in the ceiling. And Dave walked around the living room like he was in a museum. When Roy and Sam found him, he was reading the pens out loud, "Jungle Grove, 1948. Tamrakuta, 1947, and his favorite, at the far end of the room, a red pennant with one word in white letters, Quebec. There were two crossed flags at the fat end of the Quebec pennant, the Union Jack and the old Quebec flag, the one with the Union Jack in the corner. "This place stinks," said Stephanie on her way past the living room door. A minute later, the toilet flushed. That night, as he and Roy were lying in bed, Dave said, "Do you think Mrs. Brockton would miss the Quebec pennant if I took it?" The kids were in bunk beds upstairs. Dave and Roy were sleeping on two single beds in a room off the kitchen. They were lying on their backs reading mysteries. Their mattresses were so soft that they had folded up on either side of them like wings. Dave had to prop himself up on his elbow if he wanted to see his wife. Outside there were frogs and crickets, and then there was a loon. It was the earliest they'd been to bed for months. "This is okay," said Dave, to the ceiling. "I like this." "Me too," said Morley. Upstairs, the pad of feet running across the room, the sound of the toilet flushing, and Sam screaming, "Stephanie flushed the toilet before she even used it." "It was disgusting," said Stephanie. "I'm not going to use a toilet Sam has used." "Go to sleep, you two," said Dave. "Settle down." It began to rain the next morning after breakfast. Dave and Morley were on the balcony drinking coffee, and they saw the rain coming across the lake like a gray curtain sweeping toward them. They could hear it on the trees. It sounded like a train coming through the yard. "What's that?" called Sam from inside. But before they could answer, the rain hit the roof. Stephanie said, "It's raining, stupid." Sam said, "I know." Everyone came out on the balcony and watched the rain blowing across the lake in smoky gusts, dripping off the pine trees down by the water, pouring off the roof in front of them. "Isn't it beautiful?" said Dave. "Now what are we going to do?" said Stephanie. It rained all day. After lunch, Sam made a tent in the living room using blankets and the kitchen chairs. He put pillows in his tent and he crawled in with a book about a vampire rabbit called Benicula. He was there for 15 quiet minutes before his disembodied, disappointed voice floated out across the room. "I'll never read all the Benicula books," he said. "There are over 8 million in print." Most of the records had a different artist on each side. David Moore morley danced together, and then Morley said, "Come here, Sam," and Dave held out his arms to his daughter. On Thursday morning, Morley opened the kitchen cupboard where she had put the breakfast cereals, and a bat flew out of the open door and over her head. She did the only sensible thing that she could think of doing. She screamed. Dave, who was still in bed, thought his wife had disturbed a burglar. They collided in the hallway, each running towards the other. Later, Morley explained how the bat had come out of the cupboard. It was like in that movie, she said, the movie about the aliens, the one with that actress. "I'm not worried about bats," said Sam. "If there are any bats in my room, the snake will get them."
Stephanie.